Okay, starting again. Okay, let us, having a little technical difficulties, but Be'ez Hashem it should be okay. We're on now? Mazglo Koshlishi, let's start again quickly. Mazglo Koshlishi, the third cup is poured, Mavarech al Mazono, and he makes Berachas HaMazon. Rabbi Gomer Lov is a Hala, the fourth cup is poured, and one says Hala on that cup, Omer Lov Berachas HaShir. So every coast has associated with it a mitzvah, and after Halal, the fourth cup, we says Berachas HaShir. What is that? Be'ez Hashem we'll see in a minute. Between the first and the second and the third cup, one is allowed to drink wine. Between the third and the fourth, it is the halakha is one is not allowed to drink extra wine. Why? Either because it appears like you're adding on to the kosos of the dalakosos, because between the first and the second, you're still thirsty. Second and third is the meal. Between the third and the fourth cup, so then already you're obviously not thirsty anymore, so we don't want anybody to think that one is having more than dalakosos. Number two, the second reason, which the Rashbam here quotes from the Yerushalmi, is that you might get drunk and not be able to finish the Seder. Earlier, when you're eating also, so the eating nullifies the effects of the wine, and therefore won't make you drunk. But if you drink extra now, so then it would cause more problems, so you're not allowed to drink. We mentioned in the past, a couple days ago, the hashkafic points between not drinking between the third and the fourth cup, the nitziv. Who talks about the fourth cup is connected to Balakachti. Balakachti is connected to Matan Torah. You know, a lot of any hafseka between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. So that's also a remez between not drinking between the third and the fourth cup. Amalei Rav Chanan LaRava, Shema Mina Berachas HaMazon to Una Kos. From our Mishnah, it's Mashma that benching requires a cup. And as the Gemara is asking, why in the discussions that we've had earlier in the Masechta, why wasn't this brought up to prove Berachas HaMazon to Una Kos? Because look what it says. When you put Mazgul HaKos Shlisha, you have to pour a cup and then bench Amar Lei. So the answer that Rava gave is that no, there's no Raya. No, Pesach is different. It's every mitzvah. There's four mitzvahs. So every mitzvah has a kos associated with it. But there's no raya that on a regular day that you bench, that one would have to do it al hakos. So one would not have to be able to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Ravi, Gomer Lov Asa Halel, Omer Lov Berachas HaShir. So the Mishnah continued to set the fourth cup, you say Halel and Berachas HaShir. My Berachas HaShir. What does Berachas HaShir mean? Rav Yehuda Omer, Yehalalucha Hashem Elokeinu. View this as Berachas HaShir means Yehalalucha, the last paragraph of Hallel, the bracha at the end of Hallel. You have the whole Hallel, and after Hodel Hashem Kidav Kidav Chasto, you have Yehalalucha. So that's what's being referred to as Berachas HaShir. That's what's said in the Haggadah. Rav Yochanan Omer, Nishmas Kol Chai. Rav Yochanan says, no, it's referring to Nishmas. Referring to Nishmas, that's Berachas HaShir. Period. If you look in your Haggadahs, many Haggadahs, there are two columns, there's Nusach this, Nusach that, all the different orders, what is supposed to be done. Usually everybody at the table has a different Haggadah, what exactly is supposed to be done at the Seder in terms of this Berachas HaShir. The Shulchan Aruch quotes 1 minute based on all the Rishonim here. They discuss, what does it mean Yehalalucha, what does it mean Nishmas? We say both. We say Yehalalucha and Nishmas, but what order do we say it in? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes, we say Hallel, and we stop before Yehalalucha. You say Hodul Hashem Kidov Kidov Chasto. Then we say Halal HaGadol, which we'll talk about in a minute. That's Hodul Hashem Kidov Kidov Chasto, all the Kilom Chastos. Then we say Nishmas. Then we say Yishtabach. And then we go back to Yehalalucha. And we end off Melech Behulah Batish Bachos. That is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, and that is how it is in some of the Haggadahs. And then you drink below, below. Then you drink the fourth cup. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes the Taz. The Yeshno again, Kaposkim Lomar. No. Some say right after. You go straight through Hala and you say a Halalucha. You just don't say the last bracha. You say Kibel of Anolam Atzakel. Stop there. And then go to Nishmas. And then go to Halal HaGadol, meaning Hodol Shev Kidav Gelpasto. Then go to Nishmas. Then go to Yishtabach. And you end off the end of Yishtabach. And Yishtabach normally ends. And then there are others that, so that's a second, those are two versions. I think those are the two most common minhagim. You look in the benchers, in the Haggadah, sometimes we don't know what to do, because we're like, it's so late at night on this, you know, you see in parentheses, Ashkenaz, Sfard, you say Alucha, but you only allowed to have one chasima, one Baruchat Hashem. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, let's say if you hold of the minhag of saying the whole Yalalucha, but not saying the last line, and then saying, then ending off like Yishtabach, sometimes you don't realize, you end off. You have the whole thing, and you say the end of the bracha of Hallel. In that case, then you'd be able to continue, but you wouldn't be able to make another bracha. You wouldn't be able to end off Yishtabach also, because you already had one chasima. So you continue to say Hallel HaGadol and Nishmas, etc., but that is you wouldn't be able to have a second chasima. Okay, but this is the two minhagim that are quoted. Maybe there's others. Based on this Gemara, that we do say Hallelujah, we do say Berachas HaShir, the question is, in what order do we say it? Tanu Rabbanan. Tadar Rabbanan. Revi'i Gomer Lov Asa Halel. The fourth cup, as we mentioned, we finish off Hallel, Va'omer Hallel HaGadol, Divrei Rebbe Tarfon. And we say Hallel HaGadol, which is Hodel Hashem Kito V'Yom Chasto, and the whole Mizmor that we say on Shabbos morning, with all the Kilom Chasto, Shifleinu Zachar Lanu, that whole Mizmor we say on the Seder night. Divrei Rebbe Tarfon. V'yesh Omrim, and some say, Hashem Roi Lo Echsar. We also say that Mizmor. Tehillim Kuf Gimel, we also say that in the Haggadah, which is not our Minhag. There is a girsa of the riff here in our Gemara. Our Gemara has Revi'i Gomer Alavas Ahalel. If you look at the riff on Chavav Mebeiz and the Dafia riff, the riff quotes Chamishi Omer Alav Halal Hagadol. The riff has a fifth cup of wine. That's what the riff says. And the Rishonim here discussed the Shita of the riff. The Balamar says it must be that the riff thinks there's a Machlokas Tanaim. Rabbi Tarfon holds there's five cups of wine. Five kosos, not four kosos. And we paskin against Rabbi Tarfon. So that's the Shita Balamar. Most Rishonim say no, it can't be, because the Mishnah never contrasts them. The Gemara never contrasts them. It says this Mishnah, the first Mishnah, that the Lo Yifchusu Bidala Kosos for the Ani, never says Deloka Rabbi Tarfon. There's never a contrast quoted in the Gemara. It must be that Rabbi Tarfon is just mentioning a mitzvah ben amuvchar. Really, four cups are Meikar Adin. If you want to have a fifth cup to say the extra Halal HaGadol on mitzvah ben amuvchar, you're allowed to. That is how most Rishonim interpret that girsa of the riff. And this is quoted in the Rama. The Rama in Tafei Aleph, let me just finish and I'll take the question. The Rama in Tafei Aleph quotes, there's four cups of wine. Umishahu istinis o ta'iv harbe lishtos. If somebody desires very much to have that another cup of wine, yachol lishtos kos chamishi v'yomer alav halal hagadol. He can, it's a rishus. That's what the Rama Pasch. It's a rishus to have a fifth cup and say Halal HaGadol. As long as you're allowed to even drink it, as long as you didn't say the chasima of the Brach of Halal yet. If you said the chasima, the Mishnah points out you can't drink it anymore. So is this a hint to the Kosher Eliyahu? I mean, the fifth cup of wine? Could be connected, but it's the Pasch is that no, is the fifth cup Halal HaGadol, and that is based on that girsa of the riff. Yeah. Nira Kamosav, right, Lachora, that cup doesn't violate Imrotza Lishtos, Beit Shlishi L'Ravi Lo Yishtek, because it's Dafka where you sing Halal HaGadol on it, so it's connected to one of the mitzvahs of the night.
And what about the fact that you're not supposed to eat or drink after the Afikoman?
So what about the question about not needing to drink it after the Afikoman? So again, we drink the fourth cup after the third or fourth cup after the Afikoman, so a little more wine. Also, wine, as we say, generally doesn't ruin the taste of the Afikoman. That also is connected. Continues the Gemara, Meheichan Halal HaGadol. So from where in Tehillim does Halal HaGadol start? Rabbi Yehuda, Halal HaGadol, meaning that perek of Kuf Lamed Vav, Hodol Hashem Ki Tov Gedev Chasto, and all the entire Mizmar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mehodu Ad Naharos Bavel. That one paragraph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishir Hamalos Ad Naharos Bavel. You start from a couple paragraphs beforehand. Ravachem Yaakov Amar mi bechi Yaakov bachar loka anaras bavel. Again, starting from Kuflam and Hey. V'lama nikrishmo Halal HaGadol. Why is this mizmar called Halal HaGadol, the Great Halal? Amar Rav Yochanan mipnei Shakadosh Baruch Hu yoshev brumo shel olam u'mechalik mezonos l'chol birya. Because it has a reference that Hashem sits way up in the lofty places in heaven, and He gives out mezonos to every creature. And that's what we say in this paragraph. Nosein lechem l'chol basar ki li'olam chasto. Because of that wonderful line, that is what is being referred to. But the Gemara seems to emphasize not just that Hashem gives mezonos to everybody, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu sits so high and gives mizonos to everybody. I once saw b'shem Rav Matasio Salomon that it's interesting that in Dafke in Asher Yatzar we say Goli v'yadua lefnei kisei chavodecha. She be maseich achad mehem. We're talking about the kisei hakavod in the middle of talking about our orifices and our chalulim and our nekavim. But says Rav Matasio Salomon, yeah, Dafke that. Kodesh Baruch Hu's hashgacha. He's all the way up there. Kisei chavodecha, and he's concerned with our mundane physical aspects of our life and of our bodies. Goli dafka lefnechisei chavodecha. And dafka, that's the same point here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting berumo shel olam, all the way up there, and He's concerned with the mizonos of every little creature. Not every little person even. Every little creature. Every little animal as well. And the whole world relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sustenance. That could be what's referred to and emphasized in these lines. Amar B'shua ben Levi, Hani esrim v'shisha hodu kenegin mi. There are 26 lashons of Kilo Olam Chasto in that Mizmar. Why the 26? Keneged Chafav Doros Shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Balamo. Keneged the 26 generations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in the world, V'lo Nasa Lema Torah, and He had not given them the Torah yet. So what was their schus of existing? Nothing. Nothing. They didn't have the Torah yet. The Zonas of Achasto, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu still kept them alive with his chesed. What were the 26 generations? So if you look at it, there were 10 generations we know from Adam to Avram, to Adam to Noach, another 10 generations from Noach to Avram. That's 20. And then you have 6 more, because you have Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kahas, Amram, Moshe. Right? Those are the 26 generations. The 20 till Avram, and then Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kahas, Amram, Moshe. Those are the 6. Yep. He goes the when the Abu Dram quotes this, he goes straight paternally. There's the Abu Dram who quotes these 6. Even though you don't need the Abu Dram, you just look at a Chumash to figure it out. The Abu Dram quotes what's the pshat that it's chesed. Tam kilo haisa b'vayatam Torah sheyazen osam. Torah was not sustaining them, even though we know kiyam avos kol tar kula ashlo nitna. We've had shiurim on that in the past, but still there was no chiyuv, there was no mitzvah v'yosa, and it says in avos im ain Torah ain kemach. It means kamach ain't Torah also, but it means Torah ain't kamach, and therefore there was no zchus for sustaining the world. So that's why it's considered the chesed of Hashem. Once the Torah came about, so once the Torah is in the world, so then that sustains the world, the entire world, even those who don't have Torah, right? Kiblav kol ha'olam who omei b'shvil yisrael shekiblu ha'Torah. Right? That's the Rashi quotes in Parshas Bereishis that Yom Hashishi, the world was kind of hanging in the balance until the sixth day, the sixth day of Sivan, until Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah. So that's referred to in this line, that there was a chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept the world going before the Torah was given. Amar of Chizda, my desiv hodu l'Hashem ki tov. What does that mean? Hodu l'Hashem, praise this Hashem, shegove chovaso shel ada betovaso. Blessed is Hashem because he is great, because he collects the debt that he has against the person for his good. What does that mean, for his good? It means in this world. He collects certain debts, and then in the next world, we don't have those debts left over. Ashir b'shoro, a rich person, he takes his ox. Ves'ani b'seyo, a poor person, he takes his sheep. Yasom b'beitzaso, an orphan, he takes his eggs. Almana b'tarnagolta, an almana, he takes her chicken. Amr of Yochanan, Kashin Mizonosav Shalada. We have a lot of Agarata, all various statements from similarly named people, not really having to do with each other. Amr of Yochanan, Kashin Mizonosav Shaladam Kiflayim Kayoleda. Difficult is the Parnasa of a person double than childbirth. What does that mean? Dibi Yoledaksiv, by childbirth it says Be'etzev. Be'etzev tal dibanim. Ubi Mizonosav Be'itzavon. Beit Savon is like a double lashon of etzef. So generally, we assume that childbirth is more painful than going to work. So what exactly does this mean? So again, it's a little difficult to understand. I saw one pshat that maybe it means that childbirth. This is from the Yafei Tohar, is one of the mafarshim in the Eitz Yosef. He quotes Shalazachar who kiflaim sarkia isha yesh la tachlis shel simcha b'tzar haleida l'basof nola lavlad va'och eina tamidus. There's a finite time of labor, and there's an end, and Bez Hashem, a simcha, at the end of labor. Those are two limits to the tsar of childbirth. Masha'enke, when it comes to parnasa, it's something that continues for all of life, and there's no dafka vaday simcha at the end. Obviously, nothing's vaday also by childbirth, but the chances, Bez Hashem, are the probabilities are in a pointing in a certain direction. While parnasa, who knows? You know, sometimes you try a project that works, sometimes it doesn't work. So that's why, in a certain sense, obviously the raw pain is, there's no raw pain in parnasa, but that is one message of the line. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'amar kashim is arosah shaladam yosim in ha'geula. Difficult is parnasa more than getting redeemed. The dilu b'geula k'siv ha'malach ha'goel osim ikara malach ba'alma. A malach is good enough to bring the redemption. Yivarech, that's by the from a malach ha'goel. V'im mizonos k'siv ho'elokim ha'roeh osi. When it talks about mizonos who has to give parnasa, Dafka says a Kadosh Baruch Hu must be involved. So kaviyachol. It's more difficult to, besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be Hashem himself has to be involved in being mefarnes everyone, then in bringing the geula. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, b'shosh Rabbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'adam, at a time that Hashem tells Adam, v'kotz v'dardar tatzmiach lach, when Hashem told Adam, this is all in Yoni Parnasa, when Hashem told Adam, you're going to eat thorns and thistles, they're going to grow and you're going to have difficulty working the land, zolgu einav d'ma'os. Adam started crying. Me and my donkey, we're going to be the same thing. We're going to eat from the same trough. Kivan she'omer lo b'zeyas afecha tocha lechem. So once Hashem continued, it says, with the sweat of your brow, you're going to eat bread. Miskara daito. He was comforted. What does that mean? So he was told kotz v'dardar, he was upset, and then he was comforted. So the Marsha says that it means he originally thought when Hashem says you're not gonna be able to get things straight off the tree, you're gonna have to work the land. He thinks he's gonna be just like an animal, says the Marsha. He thinks the animal eats grass and I'm gonna eat grass. I'm gonna be no different. And says the Marsha, intake impacts outtake. And whatever goes in, if I'm gonna eat like a chamor and I'm gonna eat like a shor, I'm gonna become like them. I'm gonna lose my special nature. So Kadosh Baruch Hu answers, don't worry about it. V'zeyas afecha tochal lechem. You're still gonna have bread. You're still going to eat bread, so you're still going to be different. You're still going to have ma'achal adam. So don't worry about it, it's okay, and therefore he was comforted. I saw an unbelievable pshat from the Chidah on this line. The Chidah quotes a Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Kelayim. Never saw this Rambam? Remember this Rambam? About Psulei HaMikdashim. Psulei HaMikdashim. There's a halacha that if a karma becomes pasul, it's called Psulei HaMikdashim. So you're not allowed to bring it as a carbon. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Kelayim, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph. This is a halacha. It's not a shkav, it's in the Mishnah Torah. Behemas Psulei HaMikdashim. A behemoth that's a pasul mikdashim. Afal pishi hi guf echad, even though it's one physical body of an animal. Asa hakasov kishnei gufin. The halacha made it as if it's two bodies. Mibnei shehoisa kodesh, v'na'asis kikodesh, ukachol. It used to be totally holy, it used to be an animal, but now it became pasul, so it's psulei hamukdashin. So it's pasul and chol. Mu'uravin zebazeh. V'nimseis behema zu kebehema temeya im ha-ta'ora ha-mu'uravin ke'echad. So Hari Hu Omer, says the Rambam, if you take this animal in your field, this one animal, you're loke mishum kelayim. This one animal, because it's kodesh and chol mu'urav zebazeh. One animal! You're loki mishum kelayim. Ah, similar to like a mule, similar to a, but it says the Rambam, no, you don't need two animals for kelayim. One animal, psulei hamikdashim, you have kodesh and chol mu'urav zebazeh. Says the Chidah, Adam Arishon gets thrown out of Gan Eden. Adam Arishon realizes he used to be the Yitzir Kapav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's thrown out, he says, oyvei, I'm tummy and tahar now. What am I going to do? I can't even work the ground. I can't do anything, because it'll be kelayim. I can't do anything, I'm stuck. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I'll give you a heter. B'zeyas apecha tocha lechem, it's okay. You're not included in this halacha of kelayim. You're not similar to the behemoth psulei hamikdashim. Says the Chidah, that was Adam Arishon's havamina, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nechama of giving him the heter. Okay. Amar of Shimon ben Lakish, Ashreinu imamadnu, or shalo amadnu barishona, v'adayim lo paltinim minei tekochlin isfi tedavra. Says Reish Lakish, it wouldn't have been so bad, because there was things that we could have eaten from the grass. There were plants and herbs that we could have eaten. So it wouldn't even been so bad originally if we would have stayed at the, if we wouldn't have gone to the next stage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Heter. Also, discussion what exactly Reish Lakish is adding, but we'll leave it at that. Amr, if Shizvi B'Shei D'Rebel Azab Azariah, Kashim is also Shaladim K'Kriyas Yamsuf. Parnasa of a person is as difficult as Kriyas Yamsuf. Because nosin lechem l'chol basar is in the same perek as l'gozer yamsuf l'gzarim. The first one pointed out that these two psukim are not next to each other. The mizvar, their nosin lechem l'chol basar is all the way at the end, and l'gozer yamsuf l'gzarim is earlier in the capital. But the marsha, the no, I'm sorry, I saw the chachmas manoach. Chachmas Manoach points out that if you look in that Mizmar, all the natural Teva events are grouped together towards the beginning, the sun and the moon and Teva, and then later on in the Mizmar is all the Nisim. And then next to the Nisim is Nosin Lechem L'chol Basar. That's the Gemara's Diyak. Because if Parnasa was just Teva, part of the general order of things, it should have been linked with the natural events at in the first half of the Mizmar. But Dafka, because it's put at the end of the Mizmar, that's why the Gemara has this drush. Amar Blazer ben Azariah, Kashin Nekavav Shel Adam Kiyom HaMisa. If somebody's orifices and holes are closed up, it's as painful as the Yom HaMisa. Uke Kriyas Yamsuf, and when he is saved and healed from that, it is like Kriyas Yamsuf. Shenemar Mihart Soe Lihipasach, the closed part will be hurried to be opened. V'ksiv Basrei, right afterwards it says, Roga Hayam Vayehem Mugalov, a reference to Kriyas Yamsuf. Yomer of Sheishim Shir Vlad Ben Azarya, call a Mavaza es Hamoados, ki ilo Oved Avodazara. Anybody who's Mavaza the Yomim Tovim is as if he's Oved Avodazara. What is Mavaza es Hamoados? Rashbam here says, Mavaza Cholomoid. If you're Mavaza Cholomoid. The Gemara says it's an Isser of Isser Malach on Chalamoid. There are five Heterim, which we've referred to a little bit in the past. But there's an Isser Malach on Chalamoid. If somebody's Mevaza that, so that is Ki'ilu Obed Avodah Zarah. Such a strong Lashon. Obed Avodah Zarah. So there is a major machlokas we showed him about the Isser Malacha on Cholamoid. Nice Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha has a summary of this in the first on the first page of Chelek Vav in the Mishnah Berurah, first page of Hilchos Cholamoid. Talks about the three shitas, at least three shitas that we shown him of the Isser Malacha on Cholamoid. Is it Da'oraisa? Some we shown him learned from this Gemara that is Da'oraisa because you're comparing a kilo Obed Avodah Zarah. Is it Da'oraisa or is it purely Durabanan? That's another option. That's Bali Tosva says Drabanan. Or do you say, no, it's somewhere in the middle. It's a Da'oraisa, but Chazal have the power to interpret and tell you what's Da'oraisa and what's Drabanan. Because after all, there are Heterim. Davar Ha'avid, Sarach Yatif, Maisa Hedyot. There are Heterim of Malacha on Cholamoed. So how can you say it's Da'oraisa? How could the Rabbanan come up with Heterim? The answer is no. It could be Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim. Chazal have the power in this area to interpret what the Torah wants. So those are all different shitas about what the Malacha what the level is of the Isser Malach and Chalamoy. So there is a pshat I saw that maybe that's why the emphasis is Kil Ovid Avodah Zarah. Because it's not 100% clear in the Torah exactly for the source of Malach's, the Isser of Chalamoy. It's not 100% clear. If something is 100% clear, then obviously you're going to hold of it. So here, it's not 100% clear that this is Aser. It might be the Rabbanan. So Dafka, that's a more fragile halacha. And it's more delicate, and it must be, because if somebody doesn't hold of this, it's a reflection that he doesn't believe in the Koach HaChazal. That's why Kilo Ovid Avodah Zarah. He doesn't believe in the whole idea of Mesorah, the Chazal have the power to interpret. So that's why it's such a strong Lashon in the Gemara, because Dafka, this is not a Mefurish Halacha. And that is why it is written in this way. Okay, but it's something that we all need chizuk in, how to treat Chol HaMoed. It's also a type of hybrid. You know, it's Chol and it's Moed. We have the Chol part of it, I don't think we have a problem with. We have to emphasize the Moed part of it and make sure we treat Chol HaMoed properly. Shnei Amar, what's the source of this? Elohei Masecha Lo Sas Halach. You should not make yourselves gods of metal. V'ksiv Asrei, Eschag HaMatzos Tishmar. Connected, Moadim and Avodah Zarah. We have Rav Shaitim Shur Vlad Benazaria, Kol Mesapra Lashon Hara, V'chol Makabe Lashon Hara, V'chol Amed Eidus Sheker B'chaveiro. Anybody who speaks or accepts Lashon Hara, or testifies against his friend, Ro'i LaHashlicho, testifies falsely against his friend, Ro'i LaHashlicho L'Klavim. He deserves to be thrown to the dogs. Shnei Amar, he's barking. That's all he's doing. All he's doing is barking. Shnei Amar LaKelav Tashlichu Nesog, because the pasuk says that he should be thrown to the dogs. But Ksib Asrei, right next to that, in Parshat Mishpatim, it says Lo Sisa Shem Hashav, do not bear Lo Sisa Shem Hashav, meaning a false testimony. That's the pshat. The Karibeya, we say it means Lo Tashi, don't cause something false to be said. That's referring also to a Baal Lashon Hara. The Rashbam here quotes the Gemara Nida, which says that Lashon Hara, you're not allowed to accept if somebody is in danger and he hears something that somebody is going to do, then he's allowed to be choshesh for something, but lav dafka that he has to accept it. That's the Gemara Nida Samach Aleph, right? The prime example of that the Gemara there gives is Gedalia ben Achikam, Som Gedalia. He was told by his friends that a fellow Jew was out to assassinate him, and he says, "No, I'm Dan Lakav Schus. How could it be?" And the Gemara faults him for it. Because even though you don't have to accept something as true, but if there's something dangerous about it, then you have to be at least choshish for it and protect yourself from it. But that's the only time that there would be any type of heter, but not really being makabalim. So because we have Halo Hagadol, once we have the Halo Hagadol with all the Kilo Amchastos, so why do we say have to have the regular Hallel, which we referred to all of yesterday, what we call Hallel, why does that exist? And why do we say that for every Yantif and for every days, if we already have this beautiful Hallel HaGadol with all the Kilo Olam Chastos? Mishum Sheyeshbo Heidvarim. No, because if it are Hallel, there are five items mentioned, which are not all mentioned in Hallel HaGadol. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsav, Matan Torah, Tzchias HaMeisim, Bechevel Shavashiach. Where are all these mentions? Yitzias Mitzrayim, Tichsiv, Betzeish Yisrami Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsav, Tichsiv, Hayam Ra'av Ayanos. Matan Torah Dechsiv, Heharim Rakducha Elim, Tchias Amesim Dechsiv, Es Halech Lefnei Hashem, Ba'artos Achaim. Chevlo Shal Mashiach Dechsiv, Lolanu Hashem Lolanu, V'yabar Rabbi Yochanan, Lolanu Hashem Lolanu, Zushi Bin Malchias. Yikata Amri, Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Nashem Lo Lanu, Zu Mulchemes, Gog, Umagog. So that is the references, the first, that's all the first reason what the purpose of what we call Hallel is. Remember the thought that Menachem mentioned on Yantif, what is Gog Umagog? Menachem mentioned from Rav Hirsch, that's such strange names of nations, Gog Umagog. So Menachem already mentioned that the ultimate purpose of life is to be connected directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not to have any mechitzes between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gog Umagog are going to be nations that create the mechitzes. They create the Gog, the roof between man or Magog, because even they create others, they want to create a hefsek, a mechitza between others and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those are nations that are really going to be Kofar, and that's going to be the ultimate fight. Gog Umagog, they're not going to believe in the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's going to be the ultimate fight, which Be'ez Hashem will eventually be wiped out, and will be opened, and have our connection straight up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is all, number one, why? What's the purpose of our Hallel. Number two, Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak HaRebbe, Sheyesh Bo Milut Nefashos Shel Tzadikim Gehenim. It has a reference that Tzadikim are saved from Gehenim. Shenemar, Ana Hashem Malta Nafshi. Save my soul. Chizki Amar, number three, Bnei Sheyesh Bo Yiridas Shel Tzadikim L'Kif Shereish, because it has a reference of the Tzadikim going down to the furnace, Va'aliyasan Mimenu, but then they're going up from the furnace and being saved from every tzara. Yiridas and Dechsev, where's the reference to the Yirida? Olanu Hashem, Olanu Amar Chananya. So Chananya said the first line, Kilashim Chatein Kavod Amar Mishael, Al-Chas Chaval Mitecha Amar Azariah. So that whole paragraph was said by Chananya, Mishael, and Azariah as they were heading down, sent by Nebuchadnezzar into the Kivshan Ha'esh, into the furnace. Lama Yomur Hagayim Amru Kulan, and they all said, why should they be such a Chil Hashem? And then Aliyasa Mikiv Shereish, and then it's continued the Aliyah from the furnace. Tichsiv Halaluas Hashem Kol Goyim Amar Chananya Shabchu Kol Omim Amar Mishael Ki Gavar Aleinu Chasto Amar Azaria V'Yemes Hashem Liolam Halaluka Amru Kulon. So that whole paragraph, two paragraphs, is a reference to the story of Chananya Mishael V'Azaria. The Yesh Omrim, and some say that the last line was not said by these people. V'Emes Hashem Liolam Gavriel Amru. Some say that last line, that Hashem is true, was said by Gavriel. When did Gabriel say it? By the following story. When Nimrod threw Avraham into the Kivshan Ha'esh, Amar Gabriel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a discussion I just saw in the Mefarshim. Interesting story. Interesting question. I'm not going to give an answer. Why the whole story of the Kivshan Ha'esh is not recorded in the Torah? Very interesting. That's such a defining story. We all learned it in when we were little kids, and it's not in the Torah. Why isn't the story of the Kivshan Ha'esh so exciting? It's Avram's Mesiras Nefesh. Why isn't that story in the Torah? It's a question to be ma'ayinin. So Sam, when Nimrod threw Avram Avinu into the furnace, Amar Gavriel v'Yakadosh Baruch Hu, Gavriel, the Malach says to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Eirid ve'etzanin ve'azal zatad b'Kivshan Ha'esh. Let me go down and cool off the fires. Let me go down and save him. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, no, Ani Yachid Ba'olami, V'hu Yachid Ba'olamo. No, I'm unique in heaven, and he now is the only monotheist in the earth. He is the only Yachid. No, Eli Yachid L'Hatzalas HaYachid. So let me go down, and I'm going to save him. Ulefi Shakadosh Baruch Hu, Eino Makabeach Schar Kabil. Yerba, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not take away any schar from any creature, not even a malach. And Gabriel wanted to do this good deed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Amar, Tiske v'tatzo shlosha b'rei barav. So you're going to be able to save three of his children, even though I'm not letting you save him now. And that is what happened later on in history by Hanani Mishael v'Azariah. Yeah. Excellent question. Why does Malach doesn't have schar v'onus? I saw that question. So one of the rebbes, I think, said, schar kobe, Malach doesn't have schar. He doesn't have a choice. So somebody said that even a malach doesn't really want to do always shlichus because he has to be mislavish sometimes and physical, in a physical garb, in order to be involved in this world, and that's not his natural state. So that's why he even gets schar for that. But again, the question is better than the answer. How can we talk about schar kabilya unless you say it just means the message for us, even though it's not really the, those are you reading literally. Right, it's allegorical. It doesn't really mean schar for Gabriel. It means the message for us, Kadosh Baruch Hu let him be involved later in history. How did Avram know that it was right for Mesiras Nefesh? Meaning, if it was Avodah Zarah, it's one of the big three.
Hashem never spoke to him yet,
but it could be, if you say that those three Averas aren't just like Zeres HaKasav, but those are Misvara defining for a Jew. because those three symbolize certain aspects of Yahadus, which we had a Maharal Prague that said that on Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim and Perkei Avos, then he could say it was Misvara. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu figured out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once Avram Avinu figured out Hashem, he realized these three are the most defining elements, what they symbolize. If that's true, then it was Misvara. That was Misvar. Darash of Shimon Ashiloni, Bishashi, Belon Nebuchadnezzar Arasha, Chadam Sarif Zarif Sokesh and Aish, once when Nebuchadnezzar threw them in, Amad Yurkamu, Sar Habarad, Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yurkamu, the Malach of Hail, stood in front of Hashem, Amar Lefan of Ribbono Shel Olam, Eirid Vatsanis HaKivshon, Vatsil Zadigam Halalu, Mikivshon Aish, let me go down and save Avraham. Amar Lo Gavriel, so Gavriel, the Mepharshim point out, Gavriel didn't want to go to Hashem, because it's not covetic to go to Hashem. Hey, what about me? So instead he goes to Yurkamu and says, Ein Gavriel Zerach HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'kach. No, Hashem's godless wouldn't be so reflected if you go. Meaning if it starts raining, it starts hailing, of course it's going to cool off. That's not such a nice. But I have to do with fire. And with me, it's going to be a tremendous nace because I'm going to cool it off from inside. And I will burn from the outside and burn all of those around the furnace. And it'll be a tremendous nace. Then Hashem chimes in, raid. So at that moment, you could go down, right, and he's been Mekayim, his earlier promise. But Osa Shah, Pasak Avriel V'yamar, B'emes Hashem Liolam. And that's what's being referred to when the last line of that paragraph in Hallel, V'emes Hashem Liolam Haluka, that was said by Gavriel. That is a second. So either it was said by Hanan Shav Azariah or by Gavriel. Now we have, Israel?
This is Nes Pesach Nes. Isn't that what Rashi said when the Makom part?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Yes, that's. I was thinking of that. I didn't see anybody pointed that out. But by Rashi, by Barad, it says Barad itself was an Ace Pesach Neis, because that wasn't regular Barad. That was fire in hail. But you're right. It's got to be something. It's got to be that Dafka Barad wasn't used in order. The Malach Barad wasn't used because you wanted to have an Ace Pesach Neis, and by Mitzrayim, Barad itself was called an Ace Pesach Neis. Definitely a connection there. Third line. Rav Nosson Omer v'emes Hashem li'olam. Rav Nosson says, who said that? Dogim shebayam amruha. That was said by the fish of the sea. That's who said, Hashem, your MS, meaning they recognize that Hashem fulfilled the promise of earlier in history. When? Amruha kidra amruha. Kidra afuna. Damar afuna. Yisrael shebosar dar. Miktani amana hayu. The Jews of that generation of the dar had midbar were miktani amana. Ukadarish, they were lit. Little of belief. Ukadarish Rabbi Bar Mari, Maitech Seva Yamru al Yam Biyamsuv. That parak of Tehillim, Kuvav, is a review of Jewish history. If you want to go to Jewish history, just read over that parak of Tehillim, Kuvav. So there it talks about that they rebelled at the Yamsuf. Malameh Shehimru Yisrael Ba'osa Shah, V'amru, Kishem Sha'anu Olin Mitzad Zeh, Kach Mitzriim Olin Mitzad Acher. Hey, just like we're going up from this side, we don't see the Egyptians, they must be going up from the other side, and they're going to come back and chase us. Hopefully we'll get back to that in a minute. Let's just finish the whole thing first. So Hashem says to the Malach of the sea, Plotus on the Abasha, spit the Egyptians out. I want the Jews to be able to see their corpses. Hashem, you're an Indian giver. You gave us these bodies for the fish to be able to munch on, and now you're taking them away from us. Right? When does a master give a present and then take it back? I'm going to give you a lot more. I'm going to give you 1.5, 50% more than you have right now. Don't worry about it. So the Yam says, but it's not right for us. We're going to have to ask you. We're going to have to remind you about your promise. It's not right. We're not going to be able to tovea you. Nachal Kishon Yeliari. He says, don't worry. The Nachal Kishon is going to be the co-signer. You'll go to him. You'll go to the Nachal, and that Nachal will be an Arif. Miyad Palanos on the Abasha. They said, okay. So they spit him out onto the dry land. Ubo Yisrael Veroosam, and the Jews came and saw them. Shneamar, as it says, Vayar Yisrael Es Mitzrayim Meis Al Svas Hayom. Right, and they saw them. My echad umechsa shebahen. So where later did Hashem fulfill His promise? Deal b'paruksiv, because by paru it says sheish meos rechav bachor, 600 men on chariots. Vilu b'sisraksiv, and in Shoftim Peradal and Perakay, the story of Sisra and Barak and Dvora and Yael, the whole exciting story there. It says Sisra had tisha meos rechav barzel, 900. So note, that's 1.5, right? There was 600 by Mitzrayim, and there was 900 by Sisra. And then what happened? Kiasa Sisra, when Sisra came, Asa Alayu Bedikri de Parzala, they all had metal spears. Hashem took the stars and made it burning, burning hot. We know that from a pasuk. We don't know that from the story. We know that from a pasuk that Dvorah sang in Shiras Dvorah. There, Dvorah says, "Bin Shemayim Nilchamu Kochavim." The stars were fighting for us. So Chazal darshan this, that the stars were fighting. They came down and made it very hot. So their spears and their hands got very hot. So there's a little brook, Nachal Kishon, that was next to them. So they all jumped into the water. They jumped into the water to cool off. So Hashem says to the Nachal, hey, pay back and get what you have been waiting for. Miyad, all of a sudden, the little brook turns into a tremendous overflowing river. Miyad garfam Nachal Kishon v'shlichon layam, and they were all drowned. So they got 900 instead of 600. Shenema Nachal Kishon garfam Nachal Kedumim. My Nachal Kedumim. What does it mean? The early river Nachal Shenasa Ari Mikedem. The Nachal that was keeping its arevus from earlier in history. V'osa Shoah at that moment. This is why this is brought here. Pasku dagim shel yam ba'amru ve'emes Hashem liolam. Because of that, that's when the fish of the Yam said, Hashem is true. Let's just get to the two dots. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, my dechsim moshivya keres avayis. What is that drasha of that line? Again, nothing to do with what was said earlier. Amar Kanatz Yisrael of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, moshivya keres avayis was said by the Zakenim. The Rashbam explains, the Zakenim of the Jews in front of Hashem. Rebona shel olam, samuni banecha kechul dazu, hadara bi'ikarei habatim. The Jews have put us, the Zakenim, like the weasel that lives in the bottom of the houses, meaning we don't get any covet. Moshivi akeres, they have put him by the yisod of the house. Period. There is a Tosfos in Erech and Daf Tezvav, who asks, why were the Jews so scared? Why were the Jews so scared? They were scared. They're on the other side anyway. Were the Egyptians on the other side? So what were they so scared of? They're just like, we're coming from this side, they're going to come from that side, they're going to chase after us. But there's the Yam's back to its full force. What are they scared about? Says the Tosfos in Erechin, one of the few places in Shas where Tosfos has a picture. You look at Tosfos in Erechin, there's a picture. Really, there was a semicircle, according to Tosfos. Bnei Yisrael, you got to do the geography for this. Bnei Yisrael really went in on the same side that they went out. The same side. So they were just further down on the same side. So they said, hey, maybe the Egyptians are over there and they're coming out. That's why Dafka they were so scared, says Tosfos. And because of this, so b'shem, the Arvei Nachal says, this explains one of the Nisim in the Kriyas Yamsef. We say, it says in Parshas B'Shalach, Vayinahageyu b'chvedus. By now, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them go slowly, meaning he made the wheels of their chariots break off. Yes, Arvei Nachal, what do we need that ace for? Just, you know, bring the water on them. Why do you have to make them go slowly? And the horses fell, they were going slowly, and then they all overturned. Because the Arvei Nachal quotes that, you know, the Pirkei Derabbi Elazar says that every Shevet had their own way of going through the Kriyas Yamsef, right? There were 12 different paths. But if you think about a semicircle with 12 different paths, the inner one is much shorter. And as you get further out, they're wider and wider. But let's say the Egyptians were chasing the Jews down every path. So the Egyptians on the inner one would be already through the whole thing before the Jews in the outer path got to the other side. So they're going to be there first. So how's the nace going to work? That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu, Dafka had to slow down. That's why you needed that nace, to be able to slow down the chariots of the Mitzrayim, in order that they don't beat the outer Jews, the ones all the way on the outer, right, I think in the Olympics, you're allowed to start further up, right, if you're on the outer rink. No? Is that true? But anyway, so that's what the Arvei Nachal says. And the Torah, Allah Torah even adds, that's why he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu broke Ofan Markavosav, only one wheel, because you go much slower if one wheel is off. Right, if two wheels are off, then you just slide. But you have one wheel off, then you're totally, you know, broken, and you can't even go straight at all. But that's explained, that Tosfos in Erech and Daf Tezvav and Aleph, you can look it up, the picture's there, explains why Bnei Yisrael were scared.
What kind of Yeshua was that?
What kind of Yeshua was that?
Down the...
So what kind of Yeshua? It was Dafka there. You have to look at the geography. So why'd they go through the Kriyas Yamsef at all? Right. It was Dafka for because they were cornered. They were cornered, and that's why Nachshon and Moshe had to go in there. Okay, Darash Rava, my dechseva hafta kishma Hashem. What does it mean? I love you, kishma Hashem. When I have great love, because Hashem hears me. Amar Knesset Yisrael, Ribono Shel Olam, Emes Ani Ahuva Lefanecha. When do I know that I am loved by you? Bizman Shetishma Kol Tachnunoi. When you hear my voice. Dalosi Veli Yehoshia. What does that mean? Amar Knesset Yisrael, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Afal Pi Shedala Ani BeMitzvos. Even though I am poor in mitzvos, Lecha Ani Veli Na'el Lehoshia. To you I am, and to me you love to save. Right, you love to save even though I don't deserve it. Amar of Kahana Kashachal Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, when Rabbi Shmuel got sick, Shalach lo Rabbi, and Marlon Shnayim Shlosh Advarim, Shamarta Lanim Shum Avicha. Tell us some things from your B'shem your father, right? The Rashbam quotes that you find in a number of places in Shas this story, that when Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi was sick, Rabbi said, you know, tell me something that Rabbi Yosi, your father, said. And we don't know if it was all one time, and the Gemara just tells us in various places different things that he sent back, or it was all different times. Shalach lo kachamar Abba. This is one of my things my father told me. My dechsev halaluas Hashem kol goyim umos. What does it mean? Praise Hashem, all the nations. Halos Hashem kol goyim umos alamay v'detay. Why are they praising Hashem? Hachi kamar. This is what it means. Halos Hashem kol goyim agruos v'neflos David by hadayu. No, Hashem should praise. All the nations should praise Hashem for the nifloth that he did for them. Kol shekein anu, and surely us, the gavar aleinu chasto. Meaning it's to, you put a break in the pasuk, and it's referring to two different things. I heard a story, I saw it b'shem the chida, but I originally heard it about Rav Chaim Volozhin, that once a priest went to Rav Chaim Volozhin and said, you know, I have a kasha for you, Rabbi. He says, what's a kasha? He says, Haluos Hashem kol goyim shamchu kol umim. All the nations are going to praise Hashem, ki gavar aleinu chasto, because Hashem's chesed is for the Jews. Why are the nations of the world going to praise Hashem? Because of what, you know, the Jews should praise your God. What are we're going to pray for you. We're going to praise your God for what he did for you. We're not going to do that, says Rav Chaim Volozhin. No. We don't even know, said Rav Chaim Volozhin, half the things that you plan against us. We don't know how many terrorist attacks, Rahman al-Islam, are foiled. You know much more about what you wanted to do to us than we know what we were saved from. Said Rav Chaim Volozhin, Hallelujah, Hashem Chol Goyim. When La'asad Lavo, everything is revealed, you're going to praise him much more than we're going to praise him. Because you know what you intended. You know how much you wanted to destroy us. We only know what's Nigla. We don't know what's Nistar. That's what you know. So that's Hallelujah, Hashem Chol Goyim, Ki Gavar Aleinu Chasto. Remember on Yom in Shalavim, remember they found on Yom Yerushalayim that same day when they conquered Latrun, they found all these plans that they had that were going to wipe out the entire area. The Arabs were going to wipe out the entire area, and there was not going to be any Jews left in that area. Baruch Hashem, we found that out only afterwards. So who knows how many times this has happened in history? Ki gavar aleinu chasto. So that's what Rav Chaim Volozhin answered the priest. Just a few more lines, then we'll stop. Shalach lo v'od. This is also what Rabbi Yossi told me. Asid, my father told me. Asid the Mitzrayim shetevi deron l'Mashiach. In the future, Mitzrayim is going to bring a present to Mashiach. Kisavre in a makabel mehem. And Mashiach is not going to want to accept it. Mitzrayim. They killed the Jews. They threw them into the river. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashiach kabel mehem. Unbelievable. Hashem says, accept the present from Mitzrayim. Why? Achsanya asu lebanai b'Mitzrayim. You know what? They originally gave, they hachnasas archim, they let the Jews come into their nation. Of course, they turned out to be terrible, but because originally they let the Jews stay in their country, then we have to have hakaras hatov for that. Miyad, immediately, le'esayu chashmani mini Mitzrayim. So Mitzrayim brought many presents. So nasa kush kal v'chomer ba'atzva. So Kush, the nation of Kush, says to himself, hey, so we should bring presents too. Umah halalu shenishtabju behen kach. If they subjugated them, they should bring. Anish lo nishtabati behen lo koshken. So surely me. So amalan HaKadosh Baruch Hu kabel mehen. So except from them, miyad, Kush taritz yadav le'lokim. So Kush brings. First, you point out, Kush didn't do anything. So, what was their Havamina? Of course they could bring. But, after that, Nasa Malchus Romi Harisha. So, Romi says, hey, Kavachar Ba'atzma, we should bring presents too. Hey, if they're not brothers, and they bring a present, and they accept, Kach Anush Anuch Achen Lokoshkin. Hey, we're from Esav. We're family, so of course he has to accept it. Rome is from Esav. So I'm like, Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Gavriel, Ga'ar Chayas Kaneh. No, Ga'ar, rebuke the animal that lives by the reeds. Ga'ar Chayev, V'Kaneh Lecha Mit Eda. Ga'ar, rebuke the animal, V'Kaneh Lecha Eda, and gather in the Eda of Bnei Yisrael. Meaning, don't accept the present from Rome. Dabar Acher, or Ga'arus Chayas Kaneh Shadar Bein HaKanim. Or it means the nation that lives by the reeds. Dechsiv, and the Pol Pasuk is referring to them. Yechar Semena Chazir Me'ya'ar V'ziz Sadai Yir Ena. Amr Rav Chiya Baraba Amr Rav Yochanan Ga'or B'chaya Shekol Ma'aseh Nechtavim B'kol Mas'echad. Or maybe Kane refers to, we have three pshat in what Kane means. Either refers to the Kane gather in the Jewish nation, or it refers to they live by the reeds, or all their actions are going to be recorded. A reed is a kolmis, is a quill. All their actions are going to be recorded. Period. I guess we'll stop here, and the Gemara is going to keep darshaning these psukim. We'll start tomorrow, Baruch Hashem, with Adas Abirim. Okay, today's shiur was a Zeicha Nishmas, Yisrael Isser Ben Sion Ben Yaakov. Okay. Main. Okay.